Grounds level at King William Street was dark when Vicky, Robert and Bernard the Troll emerged to see the streets humming with late homecomers in the rain. And trolls. Thousands of them. They were everywhere, fanning out through the streets, moving people away from the area. Vicky caught Robert staring at the mass of fur.
It's all a bit bewildering for you, isn't it?
How is it that no one else can see them like that? Is it because I'm pissed?
Probably helps, but what you see is just a surface thing. You're just hung up on them looking like trolls. To anyone looking casually, they'll just be people. Unless they've taken on an actual form for good, it does happen sometimes. You should try to think of them as something other than trolls. They could get upset.
I see them as quite cuddly trolls.
Well, whatever you do, don't think of them as orange penguins. The last time someone did that... Bugger, stop thinking of orange penguins. Stop it now.
But of course, once one thinks of orange penguins, it is impossible not to think of orange penguins. In fact, Vicky should have known better, for within the troll community, saying to someone, try to forget about orange penguins, is as insulting as rubbing raw bacon in the face of a rabbi. So, down the high street, in and out of shops, on the hunt for a terribly dangerous killer, were thousands of orange penguins, wearing policemen's helmets.
Sorry, said Robert. I think I thought about them.
Well, let's hope no one else notices, she said,
pointing a thumb at Bernard, who was still very Bernard-esque, despite his Sunny Delight penguinness.
They shouldn't really come out, but when someone escapes, you know what the troll, the mirror people can do, of course.
Not really.
They were supposed to be a kind of mind doctor. They're sensitive to ideas, thoughts, personalities, but they're a little too sensitive, and sometimes, only sometimes, things go a little bit wrong, and if they do, that lost soul can be dangerous. The two most dangerous were locked away down below.
These sexual demons.
Yes, well, this was all set up in the reign of Victoria, and they had some funny ideas about the brain and sex. Put simply, we got two terribly dangerous monsters, which were locked away because of the damage they can do. I've just recaptured one, but he was really on his last legs. Lucky thing, really. I was only out because I was looking for my brother. He's got lost in the city. Anyway, now the girl is gone too.